Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we have Pat Light on. Yeah. Delightful former big leaguer, self-deprecating, making fun of himself.
You're like, so you were really good in high school and college.
And then you got to the big leagues, and let's be honest, you weren't very good.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
No, I asked if there was a moment, but he realized.
Yeah. I just think there's a more empathetic way.
Hold on, let me write this down.
I'm just saying, I loved
Parkins,
it.
Danny Parkins interview technique.
It's just an idea.
Seminar has begun.
This is unacceptable. I'm not running a school here, kid.
But I learned a valuable lesson.
Just shut your mouth and listen.
Hey, you asked. What? It kind of derailed it a little bit. But
it was terrible. It was terrible.
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
Hey Pat, you were 20-0 with a 1.52 ERA in high school, you know, and then you're great in college, playing in the Cape Cod League in Chatham. That must have been fun. First round pick in the draft, and you end up, you know, having a cup of coffee, and that's all it is. I always wonder what it's like to be that great and then have to realize, oh hell, I'm not gonna be great at this level. That's was there a moment where you're like, oh no, this is harder than I thought, or something like that?
You live, you learn, you can't win them all, right?
You asked.
Because I got to the middle of it, and then I'm like, oh, no, I better land this.
That was the problem.
Okay.
I just say, it's just an idea.
It's a good one.
It's an idea.
It's a very, very solid idea.
Okay. All I can do is take that in and consider it, and I'll just try to do my best version of whatever I think that would be.
I don't even hear what you're saying right now because your face is driving me nuts.
Thanks again, though.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Yeah, that was something that happened. Weird interviews on the show yesterday. Good. Interesting. And that was a question that was asked.
I hated hearing that more than I've hated hearing anything in my life in a long, long time. Like, more than... a vocal that I recorded on some album when I was flat and it sounded bad, more than I hated hearing that, more than I hated hearing me biff the end of the fifth inning against the Reds.
That's what I was going to ask. You hated that more than that, huh?
I think I hated this more.
Yeah, we can listen to both.
No, we're good.
No. Danny won't even do that to you. Wow. Well, that is a deferential.
I think I deleted that play-by-play flub from the system entirely, so no one plays.
Did you really?
I did.
You're a good man.
I'm so good, aren't I? Aren't I nice, good friend?
Yeah. After you just did that in the open. Jackass! Spit out that coffee that I bought with my Good Vibes Babe credit card.
And
spit it out.
And the open was fantastic. Did you leave out the part where he said to Pat Light,
Holocaust question.
There's my Holocaust question,
yeah.
Of which he had no idea what the hell he was talking about. Why are you mentioning the Holocaust in the middle of this baseball conversation? It was weird. It was weird. And Shane, by the way, who booked Pat Light,
yeah,
who wasn't at the show yesterday because he was deathly ill. Shane, how did you experience that open? Because I know you were hearing that for the first time.
Yeah, man.
This is somebody I Pat, somebody I'm friendly with. Now I have to worry about putting people on with you guys and ruining friendships of mine.
Oh no.
No, it's gonna be fine.
Was he upset? Was he upset?
No, I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
No, but I just think, man, sometimes you just get rolling.
Yeah.
And we all know, hey, we should probably hit the brakes on the semi going down the hill here.
Yeah.
Here
but
we go,
just like pedal on there. Here we go, Tony. And then, boom. How about that Holocaust?
Yeah. Huh?
All those people.
Yeah, that was a bummer, huh?
Yeah,
all those people got killed.
There were a lot of them.
Jesus Christ,
genocide,
man.
Isn't fun.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So about your baseball life.
Yeah, Shane, so you should listen. So now you've heard that.
It was fine.
Go back and listen to the Ace of Spader.
Oh.
Go back and listen to that.
I'll set that guy on fire. I don't really care.
Okay.
I'm not friendly with him. We can ruin Ryan Spader.
Hey, man. Wouldn't you be more upset if he were set on fire? Or it would be about the same, probably.
if it was his birthday, you know? It's the only time I set people on fire.
I think baseball having a problem with sticky substances and being set on fire is the same level of discord and disdain and tone.
Yeah, I wanted to remind him, if you guys didn't see, he tweeted his apology today, right? Ryan Spader.
Yeah,
saying,
that's the thing, man. He reverted completely. He was on yesterday at this time, and he was clearly in the midst of like an existential, heartsick baseball crisis, which was why he came out with all that stuff. And then what was his tweet today, Danny, with the full-on backtrack?
So right, yesterday he said, Royals cheated in 2015.
Blocked you?
He blocked you?
Sorry, I didn't know my mic was on. I just said I think he blocked me. I couldn't find it, but I found him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So basically yesterday, Royals cheated in 2015. Yankees had illegal cameras.
Uh-huh.
Adrian Beltre, big cheater. Chase Utley, big cheater. Diamondbacks, big cheaters.
Yankees, big cheaters. Aaron Judge is a home road flaw.
Rockies, big cheaters. So he makes all these allegations yesterday, comes on the show, makes the allegations again.
Oh, how's your DM? Did he ever send you the clip?
Never sends me the evidence that he said he had. And then today, I deeply regret everything that I said. It has turned my life upside down. It was a mistake, and I should not have reported on unfounded allegations. I sincerely apologize to all of those impacted. It should not have happened, and it will not happen again. Stick to stats. Now, here's the thing, Ryan.
Can't undo that once you do it.
Can't undo it. And when he says, I should not have reported on unfounded allegations, you said that everything that you said yesterday was from multiple sourced player accounts. So that would journalistically hold up. If you have multiple sources saying that the Yankees had this camera and the Royals had this system, and like, if you had multiple people tell you all of those things, it's reportable. And now he's calling it unfounded. Something tells me he didn't have multiple sources.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, dude, why would now it be unfounded allegations?
Because he doesn't want to come up with the goods. Because more than just you have now asked him, well, let's have some actual proof. Okay, we're going to go down this road. Let's follow it through. And maybe even some legal entities or team entities have said, look, if you're really saying this, then we're going to have to chase this down and turn it into an investigation and turn it into a thing. And he realized, I don't want any part of that. And I don't even want these people to get damaged. So now he's pretending that they're unfounded. That's my take.
Okay. I mean, that's real weak journalistically, right?
He's not a journalist.
Clearly.
And this has now been exposed. He's a stat guy who's super passionate and kind of unstable. And he sounded unstable with us yesterday.
All right, I'm going to go hit the unfollow button. Followed this
now
dude.
That he's back, now that he's back to baseball stats.
Yeah, I'm going to unfollow this guy.
At the Ace of Spader on Twitter, Ryan Spader is our guest. If you have all of this information and allegations about specific teams and players, why share it now?
I've just had enough. I've had enough. I love baseball so much. Honestly, like it breaks my heart. I hate to see the game come to this. And at this point, I've just had enough. I've heard from enough ball players who are currently playing in the game, who have seen some of these things happen. I've had enough.
Understand where you're coming from. Are you afraid of getting sued, Ryan? Are you afraid of anything like that?
To be honest, a little bit. If I get a envelope at the door, I'm in deep trouble.
you enjoying that?
You're laughing.
Oh yeah,
Danny Parkins yesterday.
I stepped on that.
You're laughing.
Like, I think you know what that was? That was like the trained journalist. I mean, I always say about journalists, we're not journalists, we're entertainers, we're talk show hosts, but like, I know about it, right? Studied a little bit. Like, you're saying some wild things here, yeah. Dude. Like, are you understanding the gravity of the situation? And then he like hubarkished Marvin Harrison laughed. And I was like,
well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
Right. Yes. I don't think you should really be laughing when you're saying all these things.
I think hell came to breakfast for Ryan Spader this morning. And he's like, oh, no, those were not founded. Those were completely unfounded allegations.
Someone say, yikes, may want to let those kind of things breathe before putting those kind of flamethrower allegations on the air again. I'm sorry, no. Like, that guy said he's got a legitimate following within the sport of baseball. He's verified on Twitter. He put his name on it. He said he had multiple sources. He was willing to tell his side of the story. And then his story fell the bleep apart. That ain't on us. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. That is just not on us. On him.
I'll tell you, I was hesitant. I almost said something about not putting him on yesterday.
That's helpful.
Well, no, just because it felt uncomfortable. It just felt uncomfortable to me. I'm glad we put him on, as it turns out. I was wrong, but like having that instinct because, man, this is crazy. Like, are we going to go down this path now? Are there going to be investigations into every one of those things that he referenced? And the answer is no, because he's backtracking fully.
Unfounded allegations after one day saying multiple sources on all of them.
Because nobody's going to go on the record and help him prove this stuff, and he doesn't want to be involved in proving this stuff. He stepped his foot into investigative journalism. The pond of investigative journalism is like, this is very cold.
Well, right, but you're not being... He's not going to get subpoenaed. Like, no. He's if you don't reveal your sources, we're throwing you in jail. Like, this is not how this works, okay? This is sports. So he could have just said, I stand by my reporting and I'm protecting the identity of my sources, and then it would have been done because that's how the news cycle moves on.
Good point on Twitch. He sounded like he was talking secretly on a cell phone in an active hostage situation. He absolutely did.
Yeah. He had just announced that Tony La Russa was the manager. That's what I think of with Rick Hahn hostage situation.
It was a weird day.
I'm sorry, guys. I dropped the ball on Ryan Spader. Yeah. And apparently Pat Light, too.
You're not.
No, you didn't drop the ball.
Pat Light was great.
You're good.
Spiegs dropped the ball on Pat Light.
Yeah, I did. It was there in the opening. Hear it again at 5, everybody. It's such a great moment. Shane, where were you yesterday?
He was sick, right?
I was promised
all sorts of
rock'em sock'em media content.
I'm not sure where you got that from.
Yeah, you.
It's unfounded.
Yeah, the content factory.
Huh. Well, it got hot. And my phone was heating up a little bit, and Ronnie Woo Woo was there, and I hate him.
He blamed me this morning for not reaching out to him about the technical aspect and getting him on.
Get the hell out of here!
I didn't blame you. I just said
app on your phone. You set it up for everybody.
Hey, guy, tell me when you want to have me on live from the White Sox game.
I'm not gonna book the producer.
I don't care. I'm not gonna book myself.
Okay.
You want me on, which obviously you didn't. Then you tell me, and then I'm right there with you. Me and Bernstein could have joined you together from the game.
You unbooked yourself from the show. You have that type of autonomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called taking a day, all right? Sometimes you just need a day.
Apparently you can do that now, so.
That's a thing.
It's good to know.
You know, what time? 2:40? I'm going to take a day.
Fine.
I'll see you guys later.
Cubs pregame starts at 2:45 anyway.
Biggs is gone. The news of the Bears putting in a bid to buy Arlington Racetrack opens up a whole bunch of possibilities. I do still think there is one reality worth acknowledging. It's next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I always knew that Soldier Field was bad. I just never knew that the facilities were just as bad.
That's Antrell Roll. Is that Spiegel and Manley, or is that McNeil and Spiegel?
I think it was Mack and Spiegs.
Mack and Spiegs.
The end of Antrell Roll's long NFL career was here in Chicago, and he immediately showed himself as a very thoughtful and smart veteran who was a little too slow to be good anymore, but had been around. And every once in a while, he would drop some truth on you about the experience with the Bears as opposed to the other organizations he'd been in, you know?
And those guys are useful. The veterans at the end of their careers
you
who
bet.
Can compare and contrast culture and experiences and all of that
exactly.
and are willing to tell you some truths.
That's when you can learn some stuff about your organization.
And no question.
Yeah.
So the Bears today, from Ted Phillips, released this following statement. We recently submitted a bid to purchase the Arlington International Racecourse property. It's our obligation to explore every possible option to ensure we're doing what's best for our organization and its future. If selected, this step allows us to further evaluate the property and its potential. So basically, we put in a bid to buy some land and a facility because we'll see what we'll do with it.
Yep. And publicly, I think it's a great play, and we can now find out how people feel about it.
This is from Churchill Downs. Tom Petrillo, their president.
So this is the owner of Arlington and the entire property.
On behalf of Churchill Downs Incorporated, real estate firm CBRE has received strong proposals from numerous parties interested in redeveloping the 326-acre Arlington International Racecourse site. All proposals will be evaluated confidentially. CDI will provide an update on the sale process at the appropriate time in the coming weeks. So I do want to take some calls on this. We all do. 312-644-6767. You for it or against it? Very simple. Do you want the Bears to stay on the lakefront, or do you want the Bears to go to Arlington Heights? Genuinely curious to get the pulse of the mob here on this. But what I will say is, no matter what they do, no matter where they are, no matter how nice the new stadium is, the, in my opinion, undeniable truth will be that the best way to consume NFL football is in front of your flat screen on your couch. Like, that is just, that is what that sport is competing with in terms of the fan experience more than any other sport, because there's so much action and there's so many people. Like, there's no convenient NFL stadium because it's 80,000 people trying to leave at one time.
But yeah,
60,000 on the lakefront. But still, it's so. I saw someone do a rendering of like, well, what if the Sox moved to around where Soldier Field was? It would be way less inconvenient because it'd be 25,000 people instead of 60,000 people. Like, football stadiums are inherently inconvenient. It's a rowdy atmosphere. There's a ton of tailgating and drinking, and it's why. And you want to watch Red Zone and track your fantasy teams and have good Wi-Fi and all of it. So the at-home experience, I think, will always be superior. Whether you're a Cowboys fan and you're at Jerry World and you're in one of the nicest stadiums in the world,
yes.
I personally think the at-home experience is the best one.
But there are so many fans of the NFL that you don't have to have season ticket holders filling up your place. There's gonna be there are always a ton of people like, I just want to go to one. And you could sell millions and millions of tickets to people who just want to go to one and have their day. Every stadium that's built now competes with the at-home experience. Like in San Francisco, they've got a huge lounge where, you know, and they make sure that the Wi-Fi is solid so you can track your fantasy team. They make sure that you can order your refreshments from right there at the seat. They know that's what they're competing with, and that's what they try to do. And this stadium would try and do it. They also need to make it a full day experience with parking lots close and the
public transit, obviously, which they have with the Metro.
And if they have some sort of casino experience or gaming component attached to this, then you're talking about the best the future can provide in terms of a business and experiential model.
Have you been to a new football stadium?
Glendale. I keep thinking about Glendale.
Okay.
You know, because
I've been there and I've been to Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, and the Cardinals one is like, I mean, if you go to Phoenix, and there a lot of Phoenix stuff is right there downtown, but then you got to drive a while to get to Glendale. But then once you're there, it's all there. You're fully self-contained, and the brilliance in what they've done with the mechanics of that place is a model for what you want to do.
No, it is a relatively convenient NFL experience in Glendale, and it's a great site for hosting Super Bowls. Let's go to St. Charles. Joe, you get the first word of the mob. You're on Parkinson Spiegel on the score. You want it in Arlington Heights or on the lakefront?
Well, actually, you know what? I don't know if I really care, except for people who want to go, I think Arlington Heights makes a lot more sense. But to be honest with you, when it comes to football, out of all the sports, I think for like in-person viewing, it's terrible. You know, I mean, baseball, you can see what's going on. Football, geez, you know, it's terrible. It's, you know, to me, I'm going to watch it at home.
I'm with you, man. Joe in St. Charles, thanks for the call. It's true. But they pack them in. Like, a lot of people disagree, and they build their week, their month around it.
Yes.
And I will say, I know, you know, some people will advocate for the season ticket holders and their spot in the South lots and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier Field's an awful tailgating experience. It's terrible. There's just not enough of it.
There's not enough of it. I think it's
very private. It's elitist. It's tough to walk around and like tailgate hop, and it's in parking garages stacked on top of each other. It's not a good tailgate experience.
No, I think most Bears fans, if you haven't been to another stadium, I mean Arrowhead, tell people what that's like. You know, along when there's parking lots all around, and you can choose your locations and go to. You can see five different groups before the game.
I mean, yeah, Arrowhead's parking lot smells good. Like, it doesn't smell like urine. It doesn't smell like BO. I mean, people are barbecuing. They're doing full pig roasts. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Go to Lambeau. Tailgate scene is amazing. Go to Cleveland. It's pretty good. Like, there's a lot of places that, with a ton of parking around the stadium, you can do it. But the vast majority of people park and walk. So it's not a huge number of people congregated in one place for a full experience.
People who've been lucky enough to have a spot in the South Lot and tailgate there will love it and tell you that it's been one of the great parts of their lives for a long time.
Yeah, you can have a good tailgate. Like, there can be a good individual tailgate on the South Lot. No question. I've been to them.
Yeah.
But the whole tailgate experience, like the shared communal experience, is very limited at Soldier Field compared to at stadiums where the vast majority of people drive to the game.
Right, or obviously college football tailgates.
Not even close.
South Bend, went to South Bend with Pat Manley and Shep and Jay, and just experiencing that tailgate scene. It's just crazy. So yeah, that would be a new thing. That would be a new kind of experience for thousands and thousands of Bears fans.
We'll continue to take your reaction on the possibility of the Bears no longer being in the city of Chicago next. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.